The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourself to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. The gospel, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Excuse me. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was aflamed against us. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, the torrents would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us prey to their teeth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare, broken from the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is that faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come in an unexpected day and an hour, in an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with it shall be beaten severely, and the servant who was ignorant of his master's, will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still be more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, again, we continue in Romans. And he says, "But thanks be to God, although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from your heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted." So the question today is very simple. Are you obedient from your heart to God, to do his will? Is that your purpose, to only do the will of God? Are you a slave of God, meaning that you only want to do what he wants you to do? Or are you a slave to sin? Either way, you're a slave to something. One brings you life eternal, and one brings you death eternal. If you're a slave to sin, ask Christ to take full control of your life. Tell him you want to be his slave. You want to please him. Ask for the grace that he has given to you, that you would surrender to it, that you'd live as a slave of obedient righteousness, and you become like Jesus by doing that. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.